Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With the amazing Josh Bernstein. Last week I saw his video interview on phone with Judge Jeanette Pirro, probably should be our AG, our Attorney General. Her latest book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, is amazing. I'm going to get my copy. And I'd like you to give the update on that. There's a follow-up story to that, isn't there, Josh? Go ahead.
Yeah, there is. Number one, it was amazing having Jeanine Pirro on the program. She was fantastic. She was witty. She's a great patriot. She's an incredible lady. We had a wonderful, wonderful conversation for about 10 to 12 minutes. And while I was doing the information that I normally do, the information gathering, the prep work, what have you, before our interview, I went to the New York Times bestseller list. And I just really wanted to know what number on the bestseller list that she was. And so I pulled up the information, and I saw that in her category, she was number one. So I thought that was wonderful. There was four other people with her. And I noticed that when I took my mouse and I put my mouse over the other books, it was a hyperlink. You could actually click onto the link and it would open it up and you'd be able to see the book and this and that. But I noticed with Jeanine's that there was no hyperlink, which I thought was very odd. So I thought, well, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my computer. Let me restart the computer. Let me refresh it, what have you. But again, the other four that were not Jeanine Pirro's book, that were more left-wing or non-political, if you will, or not nearly as political as she is, those all had hyperlinks. However, Judge Jeanine's book did not. So imagine that. Here she is, the number one bestseller on the New York Times list, and they're even censoring their own New York Times list. I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it.
Don't you think that's standard? I see more and more banning, shadow banning and so on, like in Twitter. And it's really obvious now. I mean, look at, it doesn't matter what skin color you are. I mean, the latest one Twitter's done is just obscene. And, of course, I don't want to get too far into the story, but perhaps we will maybe later on in the show. But we have Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions whistleblower in hour number two in the bottom of the hour. The banning by a bunch of different social media of Alex Jones. Now,
yeah,
I think Alex has the perfect right to ask and raise questions like 9/11 inside job and what the heck's happened to Sandy Hook. But the fact that he's being sued by two parents in Texas and the fact that these social media have taken him off is an obscenity. I think it's terrible that they did this.
Look, it is terrible, and it's an infringement on his freedom of right to speak, and you know his First Amendment right to freedom of speech, and all that other stuff. But on the flip side of this, this needs to be a cautionary tale for myself and for you and for anyone else that wants to speak against the globalist cabal, that wants to speak against open borders, that wants to speak against unfettered illegal immigration pouring into our nation, that wants to speak against terrorists that want to come into and infiltrate our country. So You know, look, we've got to be careful with what we say, and that's a sad thing to say in America, but unfortunately it's true. Now, to get back to what Alex did and the extremes of what happened, look, I was always very careful to never use any kind of conspiratorial type of talk on my show, because I know that Right Wing Watch and these whack galoons out there are listening and watching, and they're looking for an opportunity to do whatever they can to, you know, to censor me. And believe me, they do their articles and they've written different things on me, and that's fine. But when you go around and you say, and maybe he didn't use the word allegedly, I don't know, but when you go around and say that 20 children did not perish in a school shooting, there could be repercussions from that. I mean, let's just face it. So I think it's one thing to have theory, but it's one thing to have a theory that, you know, goes against the facts, I guess is the best way to explain it.
Well, let me show you. I'm a forensic pathologist, you want to call it, for crime, etc. And as a doctor, we do a lot of forensics. And I would just sort of agree with you in a few areas, just a little slight touch to that. The first thing I'd say is, number one, the school was closed for 3 years because of all kinds of hazmat situations. There were lots of documents, including I actually have them from the FBI, that it was a simulation. That there were a lot of things. Now, it doesn't say to me that somebody didn't die, just like in 9/11, there were people died. So you can't make that statement that people didn't die, but the fact is the government, and the last time I was turned down to do radiotoxicology in the World Trade Center was 2 years ago, where the company in Japan, in Tokyo, said that the State Department was told to them by the United States, do not even talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, you got to understand who I am, okay? I'm the only doctor on the Genesis Network or any network that's a functional medicine anti-aging doctor. Number two, I'm the only doctor who took care of employees with above top secret clearance. That's the same level as the president at higher, who actually still has contacts inside the Pentagon, CENTCOM, Homeland Security, and Space Command. Still, okay? So you need to understand when I make statements such as, and I wouldn't necessarily just say blanketly, forensically, there's nobody dead, because believe me, they don't mind at all killing people, just like in this shooting up in Florida, right? The Pulse bombing, etc. Or the fact that they were monitoring these guys, like the Sanarov brothers that did the you know, the nail bomb stuff with the pressure cookers and the Boston Marathon. They killed people.
Right.
But there may have also been simulations, too. Who knows? They have a mix. Unless you're asking the right forensic questions. So what I understood from the substance, because I'm like half a lawyer already, I can pick up a law degree in a year, is the first question is, the parents are apparently suing because they're being harassed because of, quote, Jones' theory. Now, the fact is, the school afterward got 7 times as much money to even rebuild the school, which is anomalous. So there's a lot of anomalies, just like 9/11, okay? But you don't make conclusions based on anomalies, because they don't mind killing people, including children or adults, whatever. And at the same time, there's lots of other things that are going on here. People need to understand when you see, for example, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and these other people inside the intel agencies, what we should take from this is not that this is an anomaly. This is standard operational procedure. And the fact we have dark elements, for example, when they came up with a report last week from the largest shooting of civilians in American history by, quote, a single shooter, and you look at the anomalies of the fact there's no shell casings in the room, et cetera, and there's another room and there's a punched hole window in the adjacent suite, and the forensics shows that the bullets were coming from half the distance, lower floor. I actually have pictures from my own sources of the building. There's so many anomalies that they didn't answer. You see, you may not have all the answers, but like when you go to court of law, it's like you do. You got to ask questions. And you can't come to the conclusion they didn't kill anybody, because they have no compunction at all to not killing 3,000 American citizens in 9/11. I guarantee you, a renal failure patient on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan didn't kill 3,000 American citizens. All right? So whether you want to get into conspiracy theory, and I'm careful to the extent that I want to ask the right questions, but I won't go beyond the range of what I have as evidence. For example, if I didn't see the forensic or the death certificates or the autopsy reports of the children, I wouldn't make the statement that they didn't die or kill anybody. But on the other hand, there's tons of evidence that this was an FBI operation. There's tons of evidence that the FBI just stood by and let the Sanarov brothers do their stuff, because even the Russian intelligences were telling them.
Yeah.
So,
no,
so
look,
what
there's no question that the Boston bombing could have been prevented. Because
we know in advance. I mean, even the Russians were screaming at us that these guys had visited Chechnya, which is where the blue-eyed Muslim terrorists come in and blow trains up in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So, you know, they're begging us to do something about it.
Yeah, I understand. We always have to ask questions. That's what we get paid to do. That's why we do what we do. It is to ask questions.
Right.
But to come to confirmative decisions.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I'm not afraid to ask questions, but I don't have necessarily all the answers. All I can tell you is that there's enough anomalies. Just like, for example, right now, Trump is in the process of going after the Fed. So we can maybe get into that next, and some stuff about what's happening with the confirmations. I think the red wave that's coming here with Trump campaigning around the country. Let's talk positive stuff and stuff that's going to change the future. As far as I'm concerned, on my show, I'm not afraid to go in these other areas, but I'm going to ask what I call incisive questions rather than coming to what we call premature conclusions. How's that?
There you go. They got a point for it.
Back, you know, it's amazing how Trump anticipates things in advance. I don't think people really, maybe his business IQ is 160. I think his geopolitical IQ is over 200. This guy is amazing. He's also the best comedian for Trump is Trump himself. The fact that the mullahs now are freaking because, and this is without the Europeans collaborating on getting rid of this so-called Iranian agreement, to tonight at midnight, the sanctions come out. I thought they were already on. Guess what, Mr. Mullah? You're not going to get any more moolah, M-U-L-L-A-H.
Yeah,
and Trump has got both of your imam's testicles in vice grips now, and you haven't seen pain yet. I think, personally, this is what I would do if I was Trump. I'd seize all their foreign bank accounts, not only of Iran, but any companies dealing with Iran, even if the Europeans won't agree. But by the way, they're already pulling business because they know that Iran is not a safe place to do business. So they're pulling their business, despite the people in these European countries saying, oh, no, okay, stay there and do business.
Yeah.
So the European countries.
The difference in negotiating, right? Barack Obama said, please give us a deal. We'll let you build nuclear weapons. We'll make it so it's 5 or 10 years from now, but it won't matter because I won't be president anymore. And by the way, keep this quiet. I'm going to drop $1 billion in money in the middle of the night on a plane. Now you have President Trump that goes, hell no, we're not going to deal with you. You're a bunch of terrorists. You don't deserve to even have my time to even speak to you right now. And we're going to get out of the deal that I didn't agree to. I don't care what the other president did. He was an idiot. And so therefore, you're on my terms. You're on Trump time now. You're not on Obama time anymore. So this is how it's going to be. And if you don't like it, well, the consequences are going to be dire.
Right. Yeah, I think Trump should do one other thing. Trump needs to have what's called a Samuel Council. And that means people like you, me, people like Gary Richard Arnold, who's an expert on geopolitics, etc. need to be able to have, say, 20, 22 minutes a week with Trump on a phone call. Just kind of chatting. We don't need to have credit. We don't need to be paid. We don't know anything. We just want a dialogue for him to ask questions and us to present things to him. Because he doesn't have a wide enough perspective. And I honestly think he already is way ahead. Even when the media freaks out when he doesn't even take note from his own salt cabinet and people around him that tell him, don't do this, don't do that. In fact, I have one of the things on Drudge that I think is quite funny. He says, despite Republicans fight over upset on Ohio developing, Trump breaks with AIDS and endorses Kobach. So what people have to understand is Trump anticipates things before they happen. That's why everybody's trying to pull on this idea. Well, North Korea isn't serious. North Korea is serious. They may be still doing stuff with their missiles. They know that there's a deadline. What I would say to Trump is put a SWAT team there with the hazmat officers on the missile sites. And also, remember, this is from classified sources that I have, which is one of the reasons why my show is unique, that the rockets, engines, and the guidance systems for Mr. Kim don't come from China. They come from the Rosatom facility outside Moscow. So we need to have a tete-a-tete. There needs to be a text message or something to Moscow. Stop sending frickin' rocket engines and missile guidance systems to Kim. Period.
You know,
we're going to seize your bank accounts in a half an hour, Mr. Putin and all you oligarchs, if you don't stop it. And all Trump has to do is make one phone call, and their money is frozen. All these major Russian oligarchs,
exactly.
Including Putin. Frozen.
And let's talk about North Korea for a second. Allegedly, they sent back the remains of many of the soldiers. Now, I'm sure that they're doing forensic and DNA testing to make sure that, you know, they weren't just, you know, dead North Korean soldiers that they dug up and, you know, threw in there and put some American badges on them. I don't know. We'll find out. But what I want to say about this is shame on the media. Shame on the fake news at CNN. Shame on MSDNC and the Communist News Network and all the alphabets for not even talking about it, not even giving any, you know, time to even talk about it. I mean, if this was a normal time in our history, it would have broke every program. Whatever you were watching on television, it would have been breaking news. After 50-something years, our soldiers were returned to us from North Korea. There would be celebrations. There would have been parades in the street. And now, what does the media do? They give you the middle finger. Why? Because it happened under Trump, and they don't want anything good to come out of anything because it doesn't fit their narrative. They are filth.
I think Trump needs to do something more aggressive on this. If I was Trump's advisor, like Samuel of the Old Testament Bible, I would say to Trump, start delicensing these intel agencies that are, in a sense, doing a soft coup. You know, we not only need to pull the security clearances of people like Brennan and Clapper, we need to start pulling the media licenses for agencies that are actually doing a soft coup on the networks, on their newspapers, etc., all the time, including this paper owned by Bezos from Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's an information disinformation campaign. And we've been
it's a coup. It's a soft coup.
18,
let's call
months.
It what it is. It's a soft coup. It needs to end. I'm sick and tired of it. And the public, I'm getting tired of even watching news. I go and take my 3 hours of, say, Fox and Friends looking at the other stuff, Ingram Mangle. I can race through it in about half an hour. And most of it's stuff with fluff. And there's a lot of red lines that even Fox won't cross, which I find aggravating. Your show will cover it. My show will cover them. But the average people out there, unless they go to, let's say, our Vimeo or YouTube channels, they're not going to see this information. They go to the networks. The other networks are completely in the pocket of the globalists and the uber-leftist maniacs. And the public's not going to buy this, by the way, the election. They keep on talking about a blue wave. And even I saw one of the former pundits for the Democratic Party, I'm not even going to mention his name, on the weekend, on Maria Bartiromo, still think there's going to be a blue wave. How delusional are you? When the economy is doing well, and all the Democrats can offer is something we can't afford, which is a broken Medicare for all and coverage for university, etc., when they don't control costs. I could put a health care plan together that would cost one-fifth as much, and everybody would be covered, and there would be no insurance and no state licensure. But they're not going to do that. They want to take a broken system and give it to everybody. It'll cost so much, it'll bankrupt the country. We won't even be able to afford to have a military or any even building up and fixing infrastructure. It's insanity. And people don't get this yet. If you want to fix it, you got to decide a whole new idea so it supersedes it. It costs less money and provides the care for everybody. The same way as if you want to have education, set up a different type of education. Set it up so it's online, so if you pass the test, no matter whether it takes you 2 months or 7 months, you're graduated. I mean, to me, it's a mastery of the material rather than having to go to a specific building, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm going to break another scandal. I'm not really breaking it, but it's a scandal that no one's really heard that I'm sure that's listening right now. But here's another example of the most scandalous-free administration in history having yet another scandal. In 2014, the Obama administration, a.k.a. the crime cartel, approved a $200,000 grant for a known terrorist financing organization in Africa. In 2004, ISRA, or the Islamic African Relief Agency, was designated a terrorist financing organization by our own U.S. Treasury Department. Despite this designation, the Kenyan in chief allowed a $200,000 grant of American taxpayer money to fund their activities. According to the U.S. Treasury and a 1997 ISRA, established close ties with a group associated with Al-Qaeda leader and founder Osama bin Laden, even raising $5 million to prop up his group and secure safe harbor for America's most wanted terrorists.
Wow. The obscenities don't stop, you know. I want to see O wear orange. How's that? You know what? Instead of Obama, the O won't mean Obama anymore. It'll mean orange. How's that?
Exactly.
Couple things we discovered is, number one, Trump is campaigning like crazy. This guy's like the Energizer Bunny, traveling around the country. There's going to be a red wave. It's my calculation. I could be proven wrong, but I'm not a gambler, so I like to use mathematics, and I'm a mathomaniac. My calculations are we're going to gain 6 senator seats, and we're going to gain about 14 Republican seats, their GOP supporters of Trump, in the House. There's not going to be a blue wave. And it's my guess, too, that the Democratic Party is going to... They're not getting it yet from 2016 that they're on the wrong direction. In fact, there's a number of elements of the party that are told to shut up. It's only about a third of the party that are kind of like young wackos that want to believe socialism by just taking old systems that don't work, like Medicare for All and the idea of, you know, reducing the budget to the point where you don't, can't even support a military. Is the smart thing to do. What you want to do is build a smart system that costs less and can cover everybody. The same thing is, you can't get rid of ICE and expect to not have criminals or gangs like this big shootout in Chicago over the weekend. This is because the local government run by Democrats is totally screwing things up. Now, if they let Trump come in there and do Trump things, if you had armed, let's say, grandmas and other people who can handle a gun, these gang leaders wouldn't get away with this stuff. And if you had, you know, the things that Rudy Giuliani did in New York, which is basically just kind of grab people and see if they carry any illegal weapon. If they are, they go to jail for 5 years. I mean, this is just common sense, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've been saying, and I said on your show, and you probably remember this, even as far back as even probably last year, I said the best thing for President Trump to do is to get the heck out of Washington. Go out on the road every day and stump for these candidates, give speeches,
exactly.
Give rallies, and everything else. And if you remember, I said that. I've been saying that for months because he is best when he's not at the White House. I know that
exactly.
He needs to get the White House to do his business, but he's best when he's out with the people and talking to the people and, you know, making the crowds huge and crazy and, you know, super involved in everything that's going on. That is the most important thing. And as long as he does that, he is the best campaigner for the entire Republican Party. And people hopefully are going to go out and support Republicans. And I'll say this, and maybe people listening to this might not like to hear this. Vote Republican regardless of whether or not they're a rhino establishment type or whether or not they're a hardcore constitutional conservative. I always say the same thing. Vote for the most conservative candidate in the primary that you possibly can that fits your wants, needs, and desires. But if that person doesn't win, you have got to support whoever that Republican is that does. Because even a rhino is better than a leftist Marxist.
Yeah, and the other alternative that we're going to have her on Friday is Keisha Rogers. She's a group called Independence for Trump. Now, I don't want to know why she's not part of the party, but I would prefer her over even a Republican rhino candidate. So that's a little slight balance there. But those cases are really far, few and far between. If you have the Democrats take over, this country will be destroyed.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
This is the end game. This is with the current policies of people like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, I call him. You should have a little Santa hat on every time he talks because he's there shaking his hand. We're going to give you free health care. Look, if you want free health care, the current or even systems of socialist countries does not work. The most advanced system, which is free enterprise and so on, is in South Korea, but I couldn't make it even better. I can make it to a cost one-fifth or less cost, be a value-added tax. Nobody would even have to carry an insurance card. You just happen to go to a clinic, boom, you're taken care of, or a hospital. The idea that we have to have, this giant bureaucracy of government overseeing it, or state or federal, no, you don't. And you also don't want to have fee-for-service where the doctor has to constantly scramble to figure out a reason why he's going to see you. If he sees you for a half hour, he gets paid a half-hour wage, period. Just like anybody else.
It is our job to save America and Americans from themselves.
Right.
We need to save America and the youth and the millennials. We have to save the millennials from their own stupidity. We have
right.
to save them from their own mistakes. Because in 10, 15 years, they're going to go, gosh, I'm so glad the Republicans won and they didn't listen to our idiotic, retarded messaging that has never worked in any country that's ever been tried at.
Well, socialism doesn't work. But what I'm talking about isn't socialist. It's more libertarian. And the idea that free enterprise works, for example, I was just watching a show about with Queen Victoria, right? It's called the Masterpiece Theater. And one of the brilliant things that the British parliamentarian came up with, and this is in the midst of these so-called landed owners, they didn't want to have free enterprise. Even though the grain was becoming so expensive, the average person had now moved to the cities for manufacturing for the industrial age. They couldn't afford to buy food. So until you got free trade, they couldn't afford to buy food. Now, in other words, the prosperity of the nation depends on having affordable health care, which does incorporate into the cost of a vehicle. You know, the average vehicle in America costs $12,000 to $13,000 more to build simply because of occupational health care craziness in this country. I could fix occupational health care in a minute because I'm a board-eligible occupational medicine expert, too, and was a director in multiple places. Colorado as well, and for Health Sales Corporation for the whole city, and in Illinois. So I'm going to tell you, there's simple solutions that are not socialist that would fix these things. Everybody get health care, cost of occupational health care a fraction, control the borders, and the idea, the idiocy of trying to get rid of ICE is insanity. These people are popping their eyes out and trying to say these things. They need an intellectual slap across the face and wake up with a cold shower or something. Because they're out of it.
If I was Republicans, I would every single one of these idiotic Democrats that has run around and publicly stated that they want to abolish ICE, I don't care if you have to go through their Twitter accounts, their Facebook pages, their private messages, their emails, I don't care. You find that information and then you find video of them saying it, and I would run that as a campaign ad in every single swing district. See, I know politics from the standpoint
right.
of, the electorate and how they think and how they react to certain things. And I can tell you from working on all the campaigns that I've worked on, there's no better attack ad than an attack ad from an opponent's own voice and own mouth. In other words, instead of saying that XYZ, this person believes in XYZ and they're no good and they're terrible and they're horrible, that doesn't work. But when you can say, what does such and such think about abolishing ICE, and then you have a clip of, someone saying, we need to abolish ICE at some Netroots campaign or communist gathering, now all of a sudden there's power behind it, there's validity behind the ad and their statement, and you take those ads and you make little clippets for 25, 30 seconds, you buy the space on television, and just blanket that type of stuff everywhere.
Yeah. You're a good political strategist, aren't you? I can tell you, I think Trump and the people around him are doing the same kind of thing. They're actually, strategizing just like his son-in-law. It's the primary reason why Trump's president right now. He's strategizing and spent a fraction of the crazy Democrats and Hillary, who didn't even campaign in the Midwest. He figures, well, I'll get enough false votes and people voting seven times in Michigan and in California illegals that I don't need a vote, don't need a campaign and worry about the Electoral College. That's why she was criticizing the Electoral College even overseas.
Yeah.
It's insanity. It's like the Electoral College was designed by brilliant people in the past. Knew if you don't represent the whole country, you don't have a whole country. You got a bunch of big cities run by a bunch of corrupt politicians.
Every day I wake up, and I hope Right Wing Watch puts this in one of their articles. Every day when I wake up, and I know the first thing I think about that there are Democrats in America that have to say President Trump instead of President Clinton, it's a good day. It's a good day right off the bat before anything else happens.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
It is. And, the Electoral College worked. It did what it was supposed to do. The arrogance of the sick, lying, dying witch was seen through by the American people. And thank God the people of America recognized everything. They saw the crimes. We did have a lot of help from James O'Keefe and WikiLeaks, and Alex Jones, for that matter, which is why they're targeting him.
Of course they are. He's a big cojone. And even if he says he goes a little over the line, the fact is he's raising issues that they shouldn't criticize somebody raising or asking questions. As I say, I do all day long, I ask AXE questions, and you need to ask questions if you want to have a democratic republic that still works and isn't a banana republic, right? This is from the deep soul said, I'm all fired up. And the fact that Right Wing Watch is reporting a statement by you that made on the show last week tells me, listen, Right Wing Watch, we're watching you. You know, like that movie, that song from the Police? I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you, Right Wing Watch. Because believe me, we are going to raise questions, and we're going to continue our free speech, and we're going to raise issues that you don't want raised, and we're going to find the trail of corruption that's going on. And the corruptocracy isn't just the left, it's the right, too. There's a bunch of rhino Republicans and backstabbers like John McCain, etc., Flake, etc., that need to, you know, they need to get out of politics and stop selling books. We need to have people need to wear orange. Like we said, the word O for orange. Remember the early campaigns of Obama? You know, they have this kind of sunrise symbol they had, you know, a new day's rising. No, Ocean stands for orange. For him and Valerie Jarrett and Hillary Clinton, we call the Hilda Beast. That's my term for it, the Hilda Beast. Do you like that? And whenever I see him, she's got a big dragon tail and long fangs. This is the most evil, highest-level female warlock in the Western world. She's so freaking evil, her flesh can't even contain it. That's why she's falling down with terminal Parkinson's disease, okay?
You might get Right Wing Watch to take that and print that.
But the fact is, I'd actually help the woman, and I do it free, just to show that someone on the right has compassion even for the left, including, you know, Mad Maxine Waters. Somebody needs to treat that woman with some respect and say, look, Maxine, we care about you. You're asking somebody to shoot you. I don't want you to be shot. I don't want to see violence. I want protesting, but I want logical dialogue. I do not want to see craziness go on in this country. We're not a banana republic. We're not a Soviet republic like Russia or China with a social suppression. And by the way, Trump needs another thing he needs to do is stop our Silicon Valley companies like Google and so on collaborating to continue totalitarianism in other countries. This is obscenity. We need to have a law passed in Congress saying if you have a U.S. or a company that works in the U.S. that provides these technologies, they need to not provide it to cause suppression of people in other countries. I think it's obscene that our Silicon Valley companies are collaborating with Communist China, or movie companies run their scripts by the Chinese to make sure they're not going to violate the PLA, the People's Republican Army. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? I can't say this enough. We need to take down Silicon Valley, and the only way that we can take down Silicon Valley and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter is to have an alternative that is big enough.
Well, we have one. We have one right now that's expanding. I joined 2 weeks ago. It was called OneWay.com, and I can't believe how fast people are kind of starting. Now I'm trying to see if I can automate sending over my shows over there and our videos from our Vimeo channel, which is Vimeo.com/NutriMedical1, like our video I did with you a few weeks ago. That's up there. Yeah. I get lots of hits. I also take that, pop it over to all the social media. We need conservative social media. It's not just conservative. It's logical. It's compassionate. It's constitutional. Yeah, I don't like the idea of a left-right, because to be honest with you, this idea is a dialectic, is a control. Just like, you know, there are people that say they're conservative, like, you know, George Bush Jr. and Senior, etc., Republicans. They're not conservative. These people are devils. I mean, they run the public prison system in America that abuses people, okay? So the fact is, they sometimes will hide under the idea that they're conservative. They're not. Okay? They're not conservative, really. Conservative means you care about the Constitution and the people of America, no matter what your skin color, but you want legal citizens, not illegals, voting. And we have people like some of these Hollywood types, like a recent one, I won't even mention his name, saying he wants people to illegally vote. This is an obscenity. We need to stop this, and we need to actually sanction people. They need to get fined and jail time, and media need to get their license if they're doing a soft coup. I think Trump should be a lot tougher on these media, not just jousting with them, de-license them. See how they like that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, if you're promoting activity that is anti the Constitution, anti freedom of speech, anti privacy rights, anti, you know, national security, then yeah, that's not really a political ideology or an opinion. That's treason. Right. And there's a big difference, you know. You could disagree with the president, you can call him every name in the book, but if you're actively seeking ways to overthrow his presidency, then that's treasonous. And I agree with you. And I've said this many times, and Right Wing Watch has done articles on it. I think that CNN should have been shut down years ago. They have not deserved any right to do any broadcast.
And if they resurrect the network under a different symbol, they need it resurrected so that there's, we call, fair and balance and have evidence based. For example, this is why even people like Alex, you've got to make even tougher questions than he made. But you got to actually support it with forensic and other evidence. And then when you do, you can go to a court of law and you can get a prosecution.
Exactly.
What I see happening is to see, and again, remember, I've been trained in pathology and forensics, et cetera, for both criminal and non-criminal activity. I can tell you, they're trained by the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, and the Olympics and the Pentagon. I can tell you, I know how to do a proper investigation. And the thing is, even on the right side of so-called conservative, what you call talk radio, I go a lot farther than anybody else in any network. But I raise it on questions and forensics, not on the idea of making premature conclusions. And what I want people to understand is that Trump needs to go a lot farther. He's doing great campaigning. Fancy kudos. He needs to de-license these agencies. He needs to put people on the ground in North Korea to make sure the missiles are not coming from Russia. He needs also to give a final warning to both the PLA in China and to Putin and his oligarchs. We're going to close down your damn bank accounts unless you stop shipping Rosatom engines and guidance systems from Russia to Kim. You know, Kim is basically, the reason why the powers in Kim are playing this game is they've been told by Russia and China, don't really make a real full deal with America. Just wait it out until maybe a democratic government will come in like Obama, and they'll just screw around and let you get all kinds of nuclear weapons. And then you'll sell them like Walmart, because remember, Russia and China don't want to make a direct attack to America because they'll get annihilated, but they want to have half a dozen nations in, say, 5 years that have nuclear weapons that could destroy much of America. And attack us even from the south, say Venezuela or Brazil. People say, oh no, that won't happen. I said, look, I sat in a 440-seat theater, July 10th, 1994, and they showed me a 45-minute presentation by this year, 2020, how many nations would have proliferated nuclear weapons and delivery systems. And I'll tell you, it scared the hell out of me. And, you know, four-star generals and foreign politicians go to this underground facility and see the same presentation done by former Disney execs digitally. They need to get a life here to realize that without Trump, we're screwed. And if we have another Obama-type politician or even a Rhino Republican, we're finished. Because America eventually is going to have a nuclear war with Russia and China. That's what's coming.
Well, it's certainly possible. You know, let's get back to what happened just the other day in Venezuela. You know, I see this as a lost opportunity that this tyrant was not vaporized by one of these drones. I think it's terrible that he was not vaporized, and I'll go on record to say that. But then, for him to turn around and blame America, he blamed America and Venezuelan dissidents in Florida for the attack, right? But then he turns around in the same breath, and he says, President Trump needs to help me get rid of these terrorists. What, this is the typical mindset of the socialist. Okay,
oh my
the
gosh.
5-year-old mindset of a socialist.
Low
IQ of any socialist. And
it's probably Venezuelan dissidents that did it, totally independent in the FBI. Nobody had anything to do with it, and they probably just tried. That's why they didn't pull it off. If we were actually there with our Delta Force and our special drone forces and so on, I can tell you from my inside knowledge of the military, Maduro would be dead. The fact
George
is,
should have been vaporized.
We had nothing to do with it. It was probably their own dissidents or people inside the country who decided they were going to grab a drone and
do it. What would you do if you have to look at your beautiful children and decide which one you're going to eat first? What would you do if you have to go to the zoo and instead of seeing animals, decide which one is going to provide the most amount of meat for your family? You know, when you go to a dumpster and you're looking for
Let's put it this way. I'm a Hebrew. I call myself a Hebrew believer. I don't like to use the word Christian because it was a slur against people who were little anointed ones like Yeshua, who was a Jew. So what I want people to understand is Joshua, who considered the quintessential believer, basically believed that you protect your people and you slay the giants. And when the giants need to be slain, you cut their Achilles tendon. When they hit the ground, you behead them. So, you know, it's to me, we should have had a Delta Force come in there and decapitate that regime some time ago and fix it. So, I don't know what Trump's going to say about it, but I would say, Mr. Maduro, we had nothing to do with it, but you know, now that you're talking about it, maybe we should think about doing something to either relieve you of your need to breathe oxygen. How's that?
We ought to airdrop Cassio Ortiz into Venezuela so she can see what socialism is.
Hey, let's give her a paid-for vacation to see him. Yeah?
Yep.
And we won't take her off YouTube and the other media either when she wants to put her information up when she's visiting Maduro. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny, hey?
Good stuff.
Yeah, amazing show. Thank you, Josh. And West Wing Watch, put it up. Put it up, please. We beg you.
Have you had credit challenges?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.